بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue our theme for this Ramadan, ليالي التمكين أمثال وحكمة من القرآن الكريم, Nights of Empowerment, Parables and Wisdom from the Noble Quran. We're taking parables or similes or proverbs or wisdom gleaned from the glorious Quran in order to gain some ethical insight, to highlight some noble virtue, to illustrate a valuable principle, or obtain some moral lesson in order, inshallah, to enhance our understanding of Islam and perchance increase our commitment to righteousness and to improving ourselves. Now, after making reference to certain divine, some people tend to shy away from, like standing up for justice or fighting in the cause of oppression against the oppressor. I have to make, and the statement is, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. It may be that you dislike something which is good for you, and it may be that you love something which is actually bad for you. Now, this thought-provoking statement has tremendous amount of depth. It makes us contemplate on the fact that sometimes those things that we most desire, some people love to smoke. And you see always, I remember as a child, and even nowadays, you see ads of people smoking. It's also always a rugged, handsome, strong man somewhere in the woods riding a horse, taking a puff. It makes it look cool somewhat. Not really. Smoking cigarettes, for example, is the voluntary poisoning of killing oneself. And for example, in America alone every year, more people die per year from smoking than from alcohol, accidents, AIDS, guns, and illegal drugs combined. But it looks cool and some people love it. You may love it, but it's not necessarily good for you. As Malcolm X said, sorry for those who are smokers, he said, a cigarette is a cancer stick with fire at one end and a fool at the other. We may love a particular kind of food filled with high carbs and loaded with sugar and fats and salt. It looks good and tastes delicious, but may be tremendously harmful to our health. Many youth love to speed with their cars, choosing to exceedingly break speed limits. They may get a fine, but they could also lose their lives if they lose control of the car, as often happens. عَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. You may love some things which are not really good for you. On the other hand, we may dislike things that are actually good for us. Some people dislike to pray. They don't realize the solace, the divine connectivity, the peace of mind that could come for the restoration of our health or for the recovery. The wise person realizes that whenever the bitterness of the medication turns him off from the medication, the reality of the benefit and the usefulness of the medication makes him take the medication. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may dislike something, but in actual fact, it may be good for you. Either way, it is important for us to evaluate why we love what we love and why we dislike what we dislike. Because liking and disliking is by preference. And when you have preference, that means you have choice. You choose to love and you choose to dislike. And therefore, we need to evaluate why we like, why we choose. Because very often we focus our entire life, our health, our earnings, our income on choosing particular things because we are in pursuit of something which we love. So realize why we prefer what we prefer. We may prefer to drive a Rolls Royce or a Toyota. The road remains the same. Whether you fly by plane or by jet, your destination doesn't change. Whether you wear a cheap Digitime watch or a Rolex, the time is the same. Time does not change. Of course, the quality of the product is different, and we understand that. But what exactly do we prefer and why? It's unfortunate that sometimes our preferences are linked to either competing with friends, outdoing other people, or impressing other people. That is why so many of us so often buy things we don't truly need, with money we don't actually have, to impress people who don't. There were people from whom we were distant before, but now they may be closer to us. They may have become our friends. And how many friends are there who are friends of ours who are no longer friends anymore? And that's why we must heed the advice Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajah said, أَحْبِبْ حَبِيبَكَ هُونَ مَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ بَغِيدَكَ يَوْمًا مَا وَأَبْغَضْ بَغِيدَكَ يَوْمًا مَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ حَبِيبَكَ يَوْمًا مَا أَحْبِبْ حَبِيبَكَ يَوْمًا مَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ بَغِيدَكَ يَوْمًا مَا Like whom you like with due caution, because someday that person may become your opponent. وَأَبْغِضْ بَغِيدَكَ يَوْمًا مَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ حَبِيبَكَ يَوْمًا مَا And dislike whom you dislike with due caution, because someday they may become your close friends. Be good. The seemingly bad, things may seem the way they seem, but they are not the way they seem. The seemingly good and the seemingly bad are not always what they seem. Point number two, just because you like something or love something does not mean it's good for you. And if it's not good for you, you should stop loving it or engaging in it. Just because you love something or like something does not mean it's good for you. And just because you dislike something does not mean that it is bad for you. And thirdly, the admonition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relation to things that we love. He said in a hadith documented in Shu'b al-Imam of Imam al-Bayhaqi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتَ وَأَحْبِبْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارَقَ وَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُجْزِيٌّ بِهِ The Rasul said, live as you wish, but remember someday you must die. Live as you wish, someday you must die. Do whatever you want to do, but remember someday you'll be held accountable and paid back for it. And love whatever you love, but be rest assured, someday you'll be separated from that which you love. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله